Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Good morning to you. Welcome to the program. Welcome to episode 73 of the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along. I am standing out here in the light of the street lamp while I'm waiting for my watch to sync. And it's a little bit cool. When I came out, of course, Tigger greeted me and I gave her a little bit of dry. And she's on top of her homemade house on the porch eating. And she enjoys that. Tigger's a cat we adopted, and you've heard this story before if you've been listening very long. She's a cat that we adopted, basically adopted, from our neighborhood, whose owner, originally from Germany, met her husband, and I think when he was stationed there in the Air Force, I believe. But anyway, they came back to the U.S. years ago and have two grown kids. And 3-4 years ago, he made him a girlfriend from the Philippines, and so he left her and decided that he would sacrifice his marriage and his relationship with his two grown kids in order to pursue that. So that's what he did, and so she continued to live here. And I think it created some problems for their housing, of course. And she had arthritis, not horribly, but it affected her work, even though she could work some. Just a very, very nice person, Judith. And so after she moved, she left Tigger, and she said she would come back and get her a call for whatever, but haven't heard from her since she moved. It's been close to 3 years ago. So Tigger wandered the neighborhood and went from one house to another. I remember after Judith moved, we're climbing that first incline. I remember after Judith moved that Tigger would go and stay at the porch, even though the house was empty. I'd walk by there, run by there, whatever, and Tigger would be hanging around on the porch or the yard, laying there, sitting there. Some of the neighbors tried to feed her and get her to come to their house, like the lady across the street. But eventually, Tigger ended up in our yard and on our porch, and at least she'd go in the house if I'd let her. But we're not going to do that. So we brought her in as our own, and she stays on the porch, and we have fixed her a house, and she has a bed and things like that. Now we deal with a neighborhood dog, Bailey, that eats your food occasionally, and there's some other cats, but I don't know, I think she's pretty happy. We opened the door and she would go in. She sort of tries to get in. We don't let her. And she's actually gotten in the house a couple times and ended up turning around and leaving. That's the story on Tigger. You are probably, if I adjust it a little bit, may sound more like I'm in a can now, but you might be getting some wind noise. We have had some very rainy, unusually warm. Well, how can you say unusually? It's funny because here they say, well, the normal high is, 62, this time of year, whatever, and it's might be cooler than that, I believe. And we're 5 degrees above it. Some days, not lately, but we'll get 10 degrees above it. And that's not unusual for us, but yet the norm is always lower than the highs are that we reach a lot of days. And so I think right now we're about normal, but anyhow, it's been a little warm, mid-60s. Yesterday was sort of blustery, rainy, cloudy. Wasn't a pour down. There were a few times where it rained sort of hard, but intermittent. It's one of those days, though, where you get out in the car and 1 minute you're not running your wipers and the next minute you're almost having to pull over because it rained so hard. And the leaves that have been holding on so long, trees are beautiful right now. Took them longer to get their colors than it usually does. I don't know if that's because of the exceptionally hot summer we had. It's also been very wet, so I don't know, but here well in November, they are still hanging on to their leaves. But they're starting to come off, and the wind is beginning to push some of them off. But that's the way the weather's been. Today's supposed to be 61, I believe, sunny, and quite windy, although right now I must be running with it, but just a little breeze, stiff breeze, but not too bad. Probably enough to mess up the audio from time to time. But if we get in it, just realize we'll probably get out of it again. But hey, it's great to have you along for this run. I just really appreciate you being here. Today is November the 17th, 2010, Wednesday morning. It's probably 6 o'clock right now. It's dark, although I can see the light beginning to show just a little bit across the street from my house. I'm actually running down the hill, the big hill on the street behind my house, and I can look to my right. I can't see my house, but I can see street lights from the street I live on. As I look further across, I can see the sky beginning to lighten just a little bit. It's 53 degrees. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt today, along with my shorts and usual garb. Got the gloves on right now. May or may not keep them on, but I have a feeling with the little breeze we've got, and as damp as the air still is, although we're not seeing rain, that I may keep those on. Feels pretty good right now. It's funny because I've seen people out running on some of these days where we have been up around 64, 66. I've seen a couple people where, man, they were decked out with their heavy tops and long pants. Even on, I've seen people like that, and whenever it's around 60, and I'm thinking, whoa, buddy, you are way overdressed. Because as you know, you need to dress about, for me, 15 degrees cooler than, or excuse me, warmer than it is when you walk out. So if it's 53 right now, that means I want to dress like it's, you know, 68. If I'm not exercising, how would I dress? Well, with the breeze, 68, and no sun, I probably would wear a long sleeve shirt. Although I wear short sleeves probably 90% of the time year round. Now, I might not wear gloves, but you just sort of get a feel for that. So that's how we're dressed today. Okay, I've just ascended the big hill. I tell you, I'm feeling good this morning. But I've been a little, excuse me, my nose is wanting to run. I felt a little groggy. Actually wanted to get up a little bit earlier and just couldn't. Problem is, not last night, but would have been Tuesday night, but Monday night, I got interested in a book I was reading and ended up staying up till about 1:45, and then had to get up at 7, and so it's hard for my body at least to recover from that. Plus, I was still recovering a bit from last week's workouts, which I'll tell you in a minute. But I've been reading Robin Parrish's book. Actually, I've finished it now. Nightmare, published by Bethany House. Robin's a friend of mine, personal friend. He actually is from our church. His wife works in the office. They have two children, Evan and Emma. And this is Robin's fifth book, I believe. It actually came out over the summer. Started to read it several weeks back. Got through it little by little. And then finally, as it picked up, the story got more interested in it. And I finished it. It's a great book. Some people say, evidently a few, say Robin is, his books are too Christian. And then most people say they're not that way enough. I'll tell you what, why don't you pick it up, give it a read, and let me know what you think. I will put a link to Robin's website with the book for the show notes for this show, this episode. And I encourage you to pick up a copy of it and read it. I will tell you this, without giving away the story, the gist of it is it possible to separate the soul from the body? Is there any way that science can learn or has learned how to do that? And people go missing and they figure out that's what's going on. And that's all I'll give you, but it's a great story. It is more low-key science thriller. It's all about ghosts. Some of the stories it describes are some of the scenes where ghosts are involved, where paranormal activity are involved. Pretty realistic, particularly one major showdown scene at the end. But it's a great book, so whether you're a believer or not, and I hope you are, but whether you are or not, I encourage you to pick it up. Again, it's called Nightmare by Robin Parrish. So I stayed up reading that and was recovering anyway from last week's workouts. Let me just give you a quick training update relative to those. And right at the moment, I'm climbing a hill, which is nothing unusual for this place. But last week, recovery run, I usually do a recovery run. I do a, what I would say, a typical length run for me with tempo. And then we finish it out with a long run and include hill work at the end of the long run. So last week, this would be Sunday through Saturday, we ran, actually ended up running a long run on Sunday and tempo run midweek, and then long run the following Saturday. So the three runs in that 6-day period actually included two long runs. One of them was 14.1, I think, and the other one was 15.6. We ended up getting about 37 miles for the week, which isn't bad. It doesn't always work out that the two long runs are that close together, but in that case, they were. I don't mean together, they were a week apart, but I had one run in the middle, a couple days between two of the runs and one day between the other. So anyway, in 7 days, we traveled almost 30, I think it was 36.8, something like that. But the 14.1 with the heel work. I think I recorded, I believe I recorded that one. That was last episode. Then the midweek run, we did tempo. I ended up getting 30, let's see, I want to say 33 minutes of tempo work, split in two sessions, trying to get as close to the, you know, 7:45 as I can, force per mile, hitting that during those times. But the real killer workout for me, again, and these are killer workouts, the long runs and the heels, well, that involved the one we did last Saturday. Yeah, would have been Saturday. And basically ended up getting 15.6 miles in and did three heel workouts at the end, like I did the previous week's long run. And pushed myself on those. My legs were feeling it though. I was achy. But I think part of the problem, achy toward the end, I think part of the problem is that running heels at the very end of a long run like that certainly puts pressure, stress on your joints, your muscles, whatever. But that's the whole point. I want to try to train my body to be able to adapt to that. And so that run went well. I actually ended up averaging 9:02 for the whole thing, which was probably too fast. But I think I had 6 or 7 of the 15.6 miles run under 9 minutes. And so, to me, it just shows that my fitness is improving. I'm feeling stronger. But it wiped me out. And so I was determined, that was Saturday evening, I was determined that I would not go running Sunday, Monday, get back in it yesterday morning, but staying up to read, I didn't quite make it. So here we are. Now today I have a surgery I need to get to. I need to be at the hospital in High Point around 8:15. So I'm going to cut this one a little bit short. Four is a run. I want to go around 7, call it recovery. You know, just a comfortable pace. Probably just going to do 6. And that's okay. 6 today, and then next week, or excuse me, Lord willing, on Friday, we'll do 8 to 8.5, with probably 38 minutes of tempo. And then over the weekend, right now I'm thinking it's going to be Sunday afternoon. That will give me, let's see, today's Wednesday, Friday, that will give me 2.5 days between the tempo and the long run. And we are planning to do 17 miles plus 3 sets of heels at the end. That really does push you, as you can imagine. Now, do you have to run that far in your long run to complete a half marathon? No. You could probably finish the thing if you can run 11 or 12 comfortably. But my goal is to run as well as I can, not just finish. I mean, I do want to shoot for a time, but I don't know if I'll get it because I understand that course is pretty hilly. So that's where we are. That's what we're planning this week. I did register for the half this week, the Victory Junction Half Marathon in Randleman. Actually, it's in Level Cross, North Carolina, December 12th. And I am looking forward to that. Will I be able to set a PR? I don't know. I think the training's going well enough to do it. I haven't had any major setbacks, injuries or whatever, but it's just been real. It's just that I don't know if, as hilly as that course seems to appear on the mapping information, I don't know if that's the kind of course you want to set a PR. But I'll give it my best shot. Right now, finishing strong is my first priority. Second priority would be 145. Third priority would be PR under 142, 31, I think, or 29. Anyway, that would be third. Fourth priority would be breaking 1 hour 40 minutes. Again, can I? I don't know. Would I love to? Oh boy. Yeah, you betcha. I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire because I know he listens to the podcast, but I think Bert, my friend, recent believer, gave his heart to the Lord recently. I say recently, the last several months. But I think Bert is going to possibly, he and I are going to run over one day. Okay, we're averaging 9:38, which is about what I want for what I would call a recovery run. But Bert and I are perhaps going to grab some lunch one day and run over and look at the course. And he may go, he and his wife may go the day of the race, and he may take some photographs. He's the one who did the photographs. If you'll go to the link I posted a couple weeks ago, he's the one who took those photographs of the truck retreat. So, Bert, if you're listening, looking forward to that. Appreciate what you do. And hopefully we can get that worked out. If he and I can't get it worked out, Cindy and I will go, my Cindy, and check out the course and see the layout, that type of thing. So, we are registered. We're ready. And then I want to say just one more thing about the training before we switch gears here, so to speak. The idea is this will probably be the single hardest week I've got. Mileage-wise, this seven-day period won't be like last week, although I'll have three runs. It's just that two of them won't be long on the far ends of that week. But we should hit 6 today, 8, 14, 17. We should hit about 31 this week. So that will give us 2 weeks of over 30 miles as we now are peaking. That's really what we're doing. We're peaking now, and then we begin to taper. And so, well, okay, Roland, what does the taper look like? Well, I'm glad you asked. The idea will be, after this week's workouts, next week I'll cut the long run down to 13, probably 13.1, just because my brain is so messed up. What's the word? Geared toward wanting to nail that down. But anyway, the long run will be that. Probably do four sets of hills. That'll be the long run next week I'm talking about. And we'll do a 7 mile recovery, 8 miles with probably 40, 42 minutes of tempo. And then the week after that is the full week before the thing. And at that point, probably won't run over 8 miles, maybe nine for the long run, so to speak. And do tempo early in the week and some hill work as well. And then the week of the race, probably run 6 Tuesday with some 30-second surges, probably 6 or 8 of those. Maybe one set of hills at the end. And then on Thursday, just run 3 or 4 easy. And then Friday and Saturday, don't run at all. So that's what we're planning to do. Hope your training's going well. Didn't mean to spend so much time on that, but as we're nearing the race, just wanted you to know that we've got a plan. We're working, and we're working the plan, and right now the plan's working. So, but we're going to take a break here. Let me see what I got in the music stack. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And then I got a couple of things I just want to run by you at that point. You're listening to episode 73 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. I debated over whether to run the long run on Friday morning and then do the tempo run Sunday afternoon, but for me, the long runs are harder to get over than the tempo. So I believe I'd rather do the tempo Friday morning and then have all day Saturday, or rest day Friday, Saturday, and I usually would run on Sunday morning. Well, if I go Sunday evening or afternoon, it gives me a few more hours of rest. And then, of course, at that point, that's the longest, so I'm looking forward to getting that one out of the way, to be quite honest. I don't know what other shows that you may listen to, but there are two or three that I have listened to for quite some time religiously, and I want to plug those and make a comment about one of them. First one is the Running Podcast over at Coach Jeff's website, Jeff Smith. Right now I can't remember the website because I know it's changed, but Coach Jeff is a professional trainer, but just a joy to listen to. Has a well put together, well produced show, much more streamlined than this one. But he gives out tips and hints about training. He gets up on his soapbox on the treadmill. Last episode I heard he was ranting and raving about noise pollution, Harley Davidson's particularly. But anyway, he's just a wealth of knowledge. Actually does various podcasts, triathlete, motivation, running. Seems like there might be one more, but anyway, I listen to his show religiously. Coach Jeff, great work. Thanks for posting information about this show, and thanks for the kind words you say about the 20-minute runner. And you offered to have me on your show. I would still love to do that. And per the conversation you and I had, Coach Jeff, several weeks back, yes, the Chi is still working, and I'm hooked. So anyway, check out Coach Jeff's show. Another show that I really enjoy is the Devoted Runner, Stephen. And I know his web address for the show is thedevotedrunner.podbean.com. Stephen does a great job. Hope to link up with him for a run maybe in the months ahead as he'll be fairly close by training for the reserves. But Stephen, great show. Appreciate you listening to this one as well. But check him out. And of course, the biggie to me that I listen to at least is Nigel Everett, Running from the Reaper. And again, I think Nigel's address has changed, but runningfromthereaper.com has been his address. But Nigel has been podcasting a long time. He's approaching 150 shows. He's the one who began and I guess hosts or keeps updated the runningpodcasts.org site if you're looking for podcasts to listen to on running. He's also involved with Channel Running or Channel Runner, where you can stream running podcasts as well. Nigel is from the UK and just a joy to listen to. Funny. His show is not so much about information. It is about virtual running community. It is about the virtual running community. But it's not information about technique of running, or you're not going to get a lot of reviews or anything like that. But he just gets out and runs in English countryside. He talks about his fox and talks about the geese and just all sorts of things. But I enjoy his show a lot. So Nigel, thank you for your comments about my show as well. And check him out. By the way, Coach Jeff is in Brisbane, Australia. I think I forgot to say that. I know the end of the address will have .au on it. And then finally, one I've been listening to has been Matt Howard. And the name of Matt's show is what? Well, the name of Matt's show is Run Digger Run. But Matt recently had some problems with his back, and he'd been training for the Marine Corps Marathon, and really didn't put out a podcast for a couple months. We were starting to wonder. I even said that on this show. We come to find out, he ended up having an MRI, and Matt's got some serious back issues related to the many years he flew a helicopter in the Marines. I think he flew Marine, is it one or two, the helicopter the president uses, and he's talked about that in his show on occasion. But a great show I really enjoy, based in Washington. Talks about a lot of the things that go on in Washington, and particularly about the monuments and stuff. But that was a great show. But Matt is taking a break as he's dealing with his back. So I would encourage you, check out Run Digger Run, the podcast. And I believe there's some links there where you can email Matt or send him a message. I would encourage you to do that, because he's going to be out of commission for a while. I did share an email with him about the benefits of chi running, and I think he's been checking that out a little bit. But Matt, we'll miss you until you get back on, and I'd love to hear a podcast about how your recovery's going with your back as well. But he has a curvature in his spine and something else that wasn't aligned right, and some of the doctor showed him the film. It just blew him away, because he didn't know, he was suspicious, but said it felt really good to know what was going on finally. Okay, I think I've rambled on enough, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the topic for the day, reasons why we run. Incidentally, I've turned around, and we're going to end up going 7 anyway. It's just a force of habit. It's going to push me a little bit. Somebody else is going to have to walk the dog. But hey, that's life. But I want to talk today about another reason why we run. And I've alluded to this, touched on it. But that reason is self-esteem. Self-esteem. Now, self-esteem is related to setting goals. It is related to discipline, which we've covered. But running helps us with our self-esteem in a lot of ways. I'll just give an example. This morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock, wanted to get up and, you know, make the run. And I was so sleepy. I think it's mainly from the night before. And so I reset the watch I used my cell phone actually, reset the alarm to 5:30. It went off, I laid there for 10 minutes and said, you know, I've been really, really sleepy and stayed up too late a couple nights ago, and I'm really tired today. I'm not going to get up and run. And it would have been so easy to have laid there. But I knew that I would hate myself later. Now, I don't mean literally hate myself, but you know what I mean. But I knew that I would feel bad toward myself later. And so I mustered myself to get out of bed. And instead of getting on the road at what I hoped would have been before 5:30, I think we left the driveway running about 5 to 6, which isn't bad. And one thing that will do for me, and I want to be careful here, because who you are is not based on what you do, but what we do certainly makes us feel a lot better about ourselves. Sometimes it can make us feel worse. I'll get some water here. I don't need much, because it's not that warm and I'm not running that hard. But who we are, as far as how we feel, is impacted by what we do in the morning. And that's the first thing that running does, is it helps with our self-esteem. Because Had I stayed in bed, I would have felt crappy about myself. And I would have thought I wasted an opportunity. And I've done that on occasion, where I said I'd rather sleep, forget it, and I did. But getting up and getting going gives me a feeling of self-confidence, self-esteem, positive self-esteem, in the sense that I'm able to overcome the challenges, which these were minor, but my challenge was wanting to stay in the bed. But the challenge of getting up, I've overcome that. And so the rest of the day, I'll feel good, knowing that the critical run I needed to make today, even though it's just, you know, again, recovery, just easy seven, but still it's important, because for the training plan for the half, I need to complete it. So if I had not gone today, I would end up with only two runs this week, leading up to the, which is the hardest week I'm supposed to have, and it would have messed me up. So, but I feel pretty good because I was able to get up. So running helps us with self-esteem, self-confidence, in the sense that we are able to overcome obstacles. And now for you, it could be not just getting out of bed, it could be finishing a distance, it could be some of the goals we spoke about. But as you finish those goals, your self-confidence, self-esteem skyrockets. You begin to realize, you know what, I can probably do a lot more with myself running than I realize. Or you begin to understand that. And I just realized that my form and all's really good, but my foot turnover's been a little sluggish, so we're not running stretched out more, but we're going to turn the feet over a little quicker. And so running helps us, because whenever we achieve goals, it increases our self-esteem, it increases our self feelings of self-worth, in that sense. Of course, that spills over into life. If you can accomplish a running goal, you can accomplish other goals. And whether you run or not, as you're able to overcome obstacles with a plan and persistence and determination, your self-esteem increases. Again, it is based on what you're doing, but I think I misspoke a while ago. It gives you self-confidence, good self-esteem, but self-worth is a different story. Now, self-worth is not based on what you do. What you do or don't do can affect it. But self-worth is based on your deep-seated feelings about yourself that are not necessarily based on performance. In other words, your self-worth can be impacted by relationships. For me, relationship with my dad was lacking, and I think I've struggled to fight that. And I feel good about myself, but sometimes I fall back into that trap that, you know, hey, my dad didn't care enough about me to visit those times when he promised, or he didn't care enough about me to show up for some of those events that he spoke about attending. And that can affect my self-worth. But you have to overcome that by realizing that the only maker of your destiny, ultimately, is yourself. It's not someone else. And I get so sick of hearing about people who say, well, I had a bad relationship with my mother, or my dad was out of the picture, or whatever. And they want to blame who they are, constantly blaming it on somebody else. For me, it drove me to succeed in ways that I wouldn't ordinarily not have succeeded in, because I love my dad. He was a good father in some ways, but not in some ways. But I was determined. The positive traits he had, and he did have some of those, I want to emulate. But I was just determined, with God's help, to not emulate the negative traits that haunted him all his life, basically. And so, because I've made that decision, I've been able to accomplish things that I ordinarily would not have been able to accomplish. How does running help me do that? Running sets me free from being tied to anything like that. When I get out and run, it's like I'm untethered. I have the ability to sort of go where I want to go, do what I want to do, and be what I want to be during that run. If I only want to run 7 miles easy, I make that choice. Not someone breathing over my shoulder telling me what I'm going to do. Or not telling me that. Or telling me rather that I can't do it. Or if I want to do a different type of workout, run a different route, it's up to me. It gives me control. And if you struggle with self-worth, self-esteem, taking control of your life in ways that you're able to, that will help you. So running helps in the sense of the goals we accomplish, which bleed over into life. If I can run a half or a marathon, or even complete a 5K or whatever, then I can do things in life that boost my self-confidence, self-esteem. And running also helps our self-worth by giving us a sense of control over our bodies and what we're going to do on those runs with the bodies we've got. And those runs are not based on what someone's telling us to do. That is self-worth. Another point I want to make here, without getting too preachy, I hope, is my self-worth is ultimately not based in even overcoming the demons in my past, as it were. My self-worth is based on who I am in Jesus Christ. As a believer, I know that I'm nothing in God's eyes because of my sin, but because of what He's done through His Son, Christ, Jesus Christ. Then when He looks at me, He doesn't see me. He sees Him. And even with all the rotten stuff in my life, the things in my history that tend to bog me down, and things in my past that I use as excuses at times, God looks past all that. He forgives my shortcomings. He forgives my sins. He gives me strength, and I'm who I am. And respect who I am because I'm made in His image, because I've accepted Him into my life. Well, I want to encourage you to realize that too. Continue to listen for just a minute. Probably turned off some of you, but listen to me for just a second longer. My point is this. If you're struggling with self-confidence or self-worth, I want to remind you that no matter what your relationships have been, and they always are what impact that, no matter how negative they may have been or are, no matter how much of a struggle you might have had or been having with those relationships that where you're told you can't do this, that, or the other, I want to remind you through running, you can begin to take hold of that. And I also want to remind you that who you are in God's eyes is not based on what your dad tells you or your mom or anybody else. It's based on what God says. And God says, I love you, and I love you to the point that I'm willing to send my Son to die on your behalf. So, running helps us with that. Okay, I didn't mean to get too preachy, but you know, I'm not going to apologize for that. That is who I am, and 99% of shows never comes out, not in a strong way, and I'm not going to begin doing that. But when it's pertinent to the discussion, we certainly will make reference to it, because that's who I am, and I want to share with you the hope I have and the faith I have. So thanks for bearing with me, and I hope that encourages you. If you have any comments or questions or thoughts about what I've said, please send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. All right, we're going to move on to something else now. I had to get that out of my system because our self-worth is so tied up in who we are in God, not in us, and not in other people. So we're going to move on to something else. I think actually I'm going to take a break here, bring you back into the end of this run. We've got about 2 miles left. Be back in just a minute. Okay, we are winding this one up. Got about 2/10 just under it left. I've just climbed a big hill, and I'm running comfortably. And definitely the average pace has increased, even comfortably. In other words, 6 weeks ago, I would have probably been running 20 seconds a mile slower. Today I can do the same comfort level and be running a bit faster. I'm a little winded from coming up the hill, but we're going to be good. Okay, 8:54 for mile 7, and we're going to keep going to get 7.1. Incidentally, I did receive another listener photo. I'll have it posted by the time you hear this podcast. Go to the website and check it out. And appreciate that. And also, relative to today's topic, I'd love to get an email from you or connect on Facebook and tell me how running has helped your self-confidence, your self-esteem, or perhaps even your self-worth. Just send me a short message about that. I'll be glad to include that in the show. And I will not share anything that is terribly personal unless you tell me to. So, I think we're going to wrap this show up. It's been great having you along with me today. You can connect with the show or with me by going to the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. From that page, you can email me. Gave the address earlier. You can also find it there. You can also connect with me at Twitter or Facebook. The20minuterunner is my handle. And I did have someone connect with me on Facebook as well and Twitter this week. I'm not on Twitter very much, but I am on Facebook. I need to get back on Twitter a little more than I am. But while you're there, you can also peruse all the episodes. Go to the player at the top of the page. Scroll all the way back to as early as you want to go. Listen to that there. And also, there's a survey that we'll have up. You can take each month. Runs a couple months. There are photographs of some of the races I've done, as well as I mentioned a moment ago, some photographs from you, the listeners, which I thoroughly enjoy getting. So go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, and send me a message via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Tell me how running has helped your self-confidence and how it has made an impact on your life positively. And I'd love to share that on an upcoming episode. Send me your photos. Send me your race reports. I'd love to get a race report from you. If your running is leading you up to a race, just send me some information on that. We'll be glad to share that as well. But I love to hear from my listeners. I really, really do. So, let's see how we did today. Okay, hold on. Let's see what it says. If I can read it. We are good and light now. Okay, we ran 7.11, 1 hour, 7 minutes, 2 seconds. And we averaged 9:26, which is good. Although I do know that we were below 9 minutes for a reasonable part of that toward the end. But that's great. Recovery at 9:26, I'm good with that. And we'll just look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Lord willing, hope your running's going well. And if you enjoy the podcast, would you mind sharing it with others? Forward the link to them, or just tell your running buddies, running gals, that, hey, check out the podcast. And if they download a show or two, listen, I would certainly appreciate that as well. But I do this because I enjoy it, and I do it because of the feedback that I get. And you guys are so gracious, and it's my pleasure to be able to do the show. And I enjoy being with you every week. So that being said, I'm going to get on in the house. Not going to walk out. I'm running short on time. Get me a Propel. Do some stretching. And I got to soon get on the road. So Anyway, we will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Hope your running's going well. See ya. Bye-bye.